Hey, Yael, what's your favorite script that we've done on A Moment of Science? Was it the one on fruit bats, gyroscopes, ice cream?
My favorite was the one we did on how the solar system was originally a whirling cloud of dust and gas. Then gravity caused it to start clumping together in the middle, and eventually that clump got so big it became the sun.
Oh yeah, that was a cool one.
Only, I have a question. In the middle of this swirling cloud, you've got a lump of matter getting bigger and bigger. Gravity is causing it to pull more and more stuff into itself. But why would it ever turn into a star? Why not just a really big lump?
That's because the matter in that lump is all pushing down on its center. The bigger it grows, the more pressure there is on the core.
So,
eventually the pressure gets to be so great that hydrogen atoms in the core are crushed together and fuse into another element, helium. When they fuse, a lot of energy is released. That energy is what makes the star burn.
Well, why don't planets start doing that? They all form the same way, didn't they?
Planets do form the same way stars do, but although they seem huge to us, planets just aren't big enough to crush hydrogen into helium in their cores.
Still, if we could somehow add more and more matter to the Earth...
Eventually, it would become a star, but you'd have to add a lot of matter.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.